Good morning, Terry.
What are some of the attractions around Wisconsin that people would might be interested in seeing?
Well, at this time of year, a lot of Wisconsin historic homes are decorating and getting into some of their unique traditional Christmas decorations. Well, you know, the Pabst Mansion in Milwaukee is a favorite, and it's been decorating in sort of this grand Victorian style for many years. It's one of the most well-known historic homes in the state.
And there are some other pretty well-known ones too, correct?
Yeah, the Hearthstone Museum in Appleton is another one that definitely decorates in that traditional Victorian style, and it was also the first home in the world lit by hydroelectricity using the Edison's Central Power Station. Other homes are the Rollo Jamieson Museum in Platteville in southern Wisconsin. In addition to a Victorian Christmas tree, the Rollo Jamieson Museum will be displaying pre-war World War II toy trains.
Oh, that's interesting. And there's the Villa Louie in Prairie du Chien and the Governor's Mansion in Madison.
That's right. The Governor's Mansion. The Governor and the First Lady will be welcoming the public to tour their holiday decorations and enjoy musical performances this weekend through Saturday. And at their home, they have six decorated trees, each decorated to honor a Wisconsin group or theme, including tribute to the troops, caroling in the 72 counties of the state, and holiday hits, which is a display of fourth grade ornaments of their favorite holiday movies. There's a guided tour that lasts about 30 minutes and includes history of the residents. And there's no admission fee, but the First Lady, Jessica Doyle, is collecting new and gently used books that will be donated to literacy organizations.
Are there any themes or traditions that you like especially?
Well, I'm kind of a big fan of the Nutcracker Ballet.
Sure.
And if you're looking for something, kind of a unique spin on this traditional ballet, I would head to the Payne Art Center and Gardens in Oshkosh. They have their annual Nutcracker in the Castle, which will be running now through January 10th. And it's just a unique way of telling the Nutcracker story. Each room in this historic home is decorated in the theme of the Nutcracker Ballet. And if you take a tour guided by an actor, each room will unfold the story with local performances from youth dancers.
That sounds very interesting. And I was intrigued to learn more about the Thousand Santas at the House on the Rock.
Yes, at House on the Rock, you know, it's one of Wisconsin's unique and most famous attractions. And every year they bring out their 1,000 Santas. And this is just an all-time favorite holiday display in Wisconsin.
I don't mean to put you on the spot, but are there any of these attractions that you feel that maybe is a can't miss?
Well, I think the can't miss would be the Nutcracker in the Castle. I think just because it is so unique, and I have not seen anything else like this and throughout the state.
Okay, terrific. And I imagine there's a website where people can go if they want to get more information?
Yeah, if you're looking for ideas to get into the holiday spirit or just want to get some more information about attractions throughout the state, you want to visit travelwisconsin.com and browse our events calendar. Here you will find everything from historic homes and dozens of holiday performances, and many of our lodging properties and resorts are also offering holiday activities this month.
Lisa Marshall, thanks for being with us.
It was my pleasure.